It's time to clock in, After Dark listeners. This is the podcast where we spill the tea and sometimes wonder why human resources feels more like resourceful humans making do with less. I'm Shelby, your out-of-office therapist you didn't ask for. I have multiple cameras on me today. I don't know where to look. Okay, before we start, can we talk about me being TikTok famous for like 5 seconds? The internet really said, if you want your video to pop off, it's going to be about Grindr paying their LGBTQ employees $300,000 for fertility and adoption assistance. First of all, what a wild thing to pop off about, right? But shameless plug here for you guys who want to view it and haven't. It's on my main page, Chronicles of Random. It's not that I'm not grateful for like popping off, right? But the message is getting out there and so many people are hating on this move. I'm like, they're just being inclusive, guys. I'm a little confused by it, but I guess the point is, learn to have thick skin, right? If you're gonna amass views on a controversial topic. So today for the podcast, we're talking about dreams and the dream of starting a family, the dream of financial stability, and why so many workers feel like both are slipping further out of reach. You can probably guess by now that the first topic is going to be this Grindr subject, right? And stepping up their games, offering surrogacy and fertility benefits for LGBTQ employees. The other topic is a not so rosy reality check on wage stagnation, keeping people from achieving their goals. And while they're two different sides of the coin, it speaks to the undeniable truth. What employers choose to invest in tells us a lot about who and what they truly value. All right, let's first start out our story with Grindr, because of course it's the big move. The app that made looking for something casual a business model. Turns out they're getting serious about employee benefits. They just rolled out a really incredible new surrogacy and fertility benefit package for LGBTQ plus employees. This is covering everything from IVF to adoption and surrogacy costs. And what I have to say is, this is huge. I'm a fan of it personally. But historically, fertility benefits have been designed with only heterosexual couples in mind. So if you're a married man and a woman struggling to conceive, you would always get help. But meanwhile, LGBTQ plus employees were left wondering if their benefits package included so much as a pamphlet on options. Grindr really said, not today, heteronormativity, and created a policy that actually aligns with the needs of its workforce. I mean, imagine that, right? An employer recognizing its employees as actual people with real needs. Shocking, I know. This isn't just a feel-good policy, it's a strategic move. Offering inclusive family-building benefits makes Grindr a competitive employer. It is prioritizing people, and not only is prioritizing those people, but it's aligning them with their values. Plus, when employees feel valued and supported, they stick around. Kind of like a good Wi-Fi signal, which coincidentally is also essential for Grindr's business model. Before I dive into my HR perspective on this, though, I do want to share some feedback from the viewers from the TikTok, because I was getting hella amounts of mixed reviews from this. So to my shock, a lot of viewers said that this move is likely due to the CEO being MAGA affiliated and not wanting to gather hate and have like another Luigi on his hands. Others who use the app are saying that this move just quite frankly pisses them off because they're constantly getting ads between swipes, which slows down their connection attempts. And it's specifically echoing that they have money for this, but ads are popping up every 2 minutes. I can understand their frustration with that. I mean, I haven't been on a dating app in a hot minute, but I know that the ads were out of control by the time that I was off of them. A handful of commenters actually shared support of the idea, and they said that they're hopeful that the move will be seen by other companies to foster support. One commenter in particular noted that he's never had such representation, and it really warms his heart that there would be work out there offering this, and he would he would consider signing up. Now, from an HR perspective, this move is really a great example of how benefits play into overall employee retention and engagement. Studies have shown that comprehensive benefit packages lead to increased job satisfaction and reduced turnover. And if we're in an era where talent acquisition is more competitive than ever, offering unique, meaningful benefits is not just an ethical move, it's literally a business necessity. All right, moving along to story two for today. While Grindr's out here making dreams come true, let's talk about a dream crusher, a wage stagnation. Because what good are benefits if your paycheck barely covers rent and life's bigger goals? So according to recent reports, workers are saying that wage stagnation is holding them back from buying homes, starting families, basically living the life that they were promised if they just worked hard enough. I don't know why these reports keep coming out because we're living it full circle, you and I, but I do want to touch on it and just kind of give a brief backstory with it. So wages have been stagnant for years, basically keeping up with inflation. Here's the kicker. Productivity has really skyrocketed. So workers are doing more, but getting paid the same. And that's like running a marathon only to be told you want a participation trophy and a coupon for 10% off at the gas station. Like, where's the money? So let's be real. Cost of living adjustments aren't cutting it at this point. A 2% raise when inflation is up 7% it's not helpful. It's a little too late. And I would personally be pissed. Now, from an HR and compensation strategy standpoint, this issue stems from multiple factors. Many companies are using outdated compensation models that don't reflect current market conditions. Additionally, wage compression, where new hires are brought in at salaries close to or exceeding those long-term employees, has become a growing issue, and it's leading to dissatisfaction and increased turnover. But addressing this requires organizations to conduct regular pay audits. They have to ensure transparent salary structures and implement fair pay adjustment strategies that account for both inflation and employee tenure. So, tying this all together, what do these two stories have in common? Both kind of show us that where a company chooses to invest its money says everything about its values. Grindr saw a gap in support for LGBTQ plus employees and actually did something about it. And meanwhile, across industries, wage stagnation is keeping employees stuck in financial limbo, proving that too many companies still see payroll as a cost to be minimized rather than investment in the people. Here's a wild idea. What if we combined these two? Imagine a world where employers not only offered groundbreaking benefits, but also paid employees enough to actually use them. I mean, revolutionary. But companies need to understand that benefits and wages go hand in hand. You can't offer fantastic fertility benefits, but then pay somebody so little that affording daycare is a financial nightmare. Just like you can't expect loyalty when your employees are one expected expense away from financial ruin. And that is what a lot of those comments on TikTok echoed, was that they're still getting paid shit, so why even offer the benefits? The best HR strategies balance both. Competitive salaries, transparent pay practices, and comprehensive benefits create a work environment where employees actually want to stay. HR professionals really should be advocating for holistic compensation models that take into account cost of living, wages, inflation, and the needs of a diverse workforce. Because at the end of the day, if you want employees to invest in their work, you need to invest in them first. So what's the takeaway from today's episode? Employers, if you really want to support your workers, take a hard look at what you're offering and what you're not. Employees don't just need perks, they need paychecks that allow them to live. Because at the end of the day, all the benefits in the world won't fix a bank account running on fumes. And listeners, employees, if your company isn't paying you fairly or offering benefits that actually support your goals, remember, you are not obligated to stay in a place that doesn't invest in you. Unlike wage growth. Your worth is not stagnant. Please keep your resume up to date at all times. You're absolutely welcome to reach out to me and I can do a quick little resume review for you. Keep your options open. Keep your networking open. All right, that's it for this episode of HR After Dark. If you liked what you heard, hit the subscribe button, download this episode, and leave a review. Send this to the coworker who really needs to hear it. Make sure you follow my TikTok at HR_after_dark. You can follow my main personal page as well for like more goofy content. I'm there at Chronicles of Random. That is the account that accidentally popped off. So you can follow either one, doesn't matter. Subscribe to me on any podcast platform that is preferred that you want to listen to. I'm also over on YouTube if you want to watch this video. If you're on YouTube, hey, you're already watching me. Congrats. Until next time, guys, stay informed, stay empowered, and as always, please stay out of HR's trouble unless you're calling them about a raise. See you guys.